All right, so good. Is it afternoon yet? Good afternoon. I'm sitting here with Captain Dumbo. Is it Dumbo? Do I say your name right? Is it Dumbo?
Yes,
Dumbo. And the purpose of this interview is for my class in my Master's of Public Health program. This interview is to assess how effective public health leadership can solve organizational or community issues. This is to determine what leadership means to you. To start, I want you to give me a brief overview of your education and work history.
Hey, thank you. So I think it's my great pleasure to share with you my experience in the public health field. So I hope you're going to be able to listen to my recording because as you know, I have my French accent and I love it. Some people love it. And there's no way I'm going to get to send it away. So about myself, as you know, and I told you before, I went to school in Senegal, in vet school in Senegal. That was a long time ago, 2008.
Awesome.
When I graduate, I moved to the U.S. So the funniest thing is that in Senegal, I went to vet school speaking French. So when I came to the U.S. To practice medicine, I had to learn or to speak English. So I learned and know English. So I did. And while I was getting my license to become a vet in the U.S., I went to the school for public health. And actually, back in Senegal, when I was done with vet school, I started a public health program that I completed, actually. And when I came here, I have to do another public health master because I wanted to have, I wanted to keep myself busy. And that's the field that I have loved and enjoy, I enjoy being into. And let me also give you confidence. You know, when I was in, when I first joined the army, I wanted to go as a public health officer.
Mm-hmm.
And I just came to realize that I was better off, or I came out to realize that as a vet, I am also a public health official. I mean, that's the way the army used the vet mm-hmm. as a public health
officer. Yeah, because you do inspections, like audits.
Correct.
As well for different facilities. For the military, and how does that go?
So for the military, it is good to mention that as a public health official for the military, we take care, I mean, we prevent zoonosis into mm-hmm. our community by taking care of the pets of our service member
mm-hmm.
To prevent some of these, some of the zoonotic like rabies, Lyme, or roundworm parasite infection that can move from pets to people. So we do that. Another thing where we are best at are the food inspection. So mm-hmm. as a public health official for the U.S. Army Veterinary Services, we have to do the food inspection for the Department of the Defense, not only for the Army, but for the whole Department of the Defense and even for the NASA.
That's how you got your start in public health is...
For the U.S. Army, yes, that's mm-hmm. how I started. I kicked my foot in the public health field.
All the degrees that you have in here.
Some of them. I don't have some of them here because it's in French. But the amazing thing about public health is that it's a one health. You know, there is one public health.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot separate them. You cannot cut them in pieces. Whether you are in the U.S. Army or the civilian side, is one public health. Yeah.
So why did you choose this field or choose to remain as a professional in this field?
I don't think I have to choose it. I mean, it was natural. It was what I have to do. Mm-hmm. You know, like growing up, I grew up into an environment where we didn't have all the fast. I mean, we didn't have all these all the basic that we have here in the U.S. in terms of when we call public health or in terms of public health, in terms of community. So some of the services like access to care, access to water were not a given. So going to the science field, I kind of look back and say, what can I do for my community? How can I be useful with my science? You know, when you go to the science mm-hmm. fields, you can either go to the research, you can go to the teaching, or you can be a community server. So was the way for me to serve my community.
Okay. So would you mind sharing some leadership strategies that you used or have developed over time?
Leadership strategy, I don't know which one, for example, is on which field?
It's like, what strategies have you used to manage competing priorities, both personally and organizationally? Like, for you to be a captain in a unit in the military, what strategies do you use as a leader to try to, you know, lead your soldiers?
I think one of the first thing is leading by example. You know, mm-hmm. I try not to ask any of my soldiers or any of my coworkers to do something that I cannot do myself. You know,
exactly.
If I have to be somewhere, if I ask people to be on time, I have to be on time. Leading by example is one of them. And when I say lead by example, when I go to my audit, I expect the facility that I'm auditing to do what they say they are doing. And by leading by example, I show them the good example. So if I have to wash my hands, if I think it is normal to wash hands, I will ask them to wash their hands. I will wash my hand as well. Mm-hmm. You know, but to manage competing priorities, I think the best thing I can do, I mean, I've learned over the time as a public health official is planning. You know, we have so many things. I mean, we can get involved in so many things at the same time.
Yeah, because I know it's hard for you because you have to be a veterinarian in... We left off for competing priorities. So, okay, so let's try this again. Okay, this is what... It's funny that we're having... to compete with priorities now while talking about competing with priorities. But like I was saying, you being a veterinarian and over a unit and having to do all these different jobs, that's you, you know, you deal with competing priorities every single day. So it's cool to see how you say, like, planning comes into effect with trying to balance everything. So I understand that. What role has mentorship played in your professional development?
The mentorship is a key, you know, is an essence, is a basic. Mentorship is the way for any practitioner to get to hit the ground running.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be successful in anything you are doing, or most of the things that you are doing, especially in public health, having a mentor is the way to go. It plays a great role helping you not to have or to make the same errors that people have made before you,
mm-hmm.
but also to learn faster at the high speed, or the high speed that we will say. And in addition of that, the mentorship is not always for us to take it and be mentee, but it's also for us to think as a mentor as we are moving forward. So that's one of the things we are doing right now, and we have had this conversation before. I want to be able to pass on anything that I had as a public official to my subordinates and everyone who is going to this career field, because I think it's important, even if we don't have a formal mentorship, mentor-mentee relationships,
mm-hmm.
If we don't have something established, it's always good to share that knowledge that I have from you
and to learn
from you.
I think you do a great job with that, because you always come back and tell us, like, something that we could do or we could be doing, or ask us how we're doing or how our family is doing. And you might not think that that means a lot, but for some people it does. Not just asking about the work part, but the family part as well, which is pretty awesome. It's one of the things that, you know, I love about you being our captain. How have you gained leadership skills to address public health or management issues? Like, so from you being in public health, how have you gained leadership skills in order to address issues that you see, like with management, with the people that, you know, maybe the civilians who work here, or even the other soldiers, your soldiers, however that goes?
I think we mentioned, we just talked about it. Mentorship is one of them. Mm-hmm. And like I said, the key is some of the issue that we are going through are not new. I mean, are not new issues. I'm learning through getting mentors. I mean, from my mentors or mm-hmm. the mentee, those who have been there.
Which is a great, a great leadership skill.
And sometimes we are learning by doing.
Sometimes that is definitely true.
You hit your face on the wall, learning by doing. Making some mistake, because I mean that's the good thing about leadership. You know, you may not have the right answer, you may not have the right decision for a situation that comes in front of you,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes you have to learn by doing. But as a leader, I have to make a decision. I cannot always call a mentor to say, hey, what do can mm-hmm. I do in front of this situation. Sometimes I have to make decision.
I think a lot of people too, where they're they have it like a block to where they don't want to outsource or look for other information, which I think is good too. Because I always tell my soldier, I'm like, if I don't know, then I'm going to find out the answer. I'll come to, you know, you or Sergeant Valeria and see about getting that information so I can give it to him. Because if I don't know, I'm going to find it, which I think is a great leadership skill.
Yeah, we cannot reinvent the wheel. You know, mm-hmm. it has been done many years ago. So when we don't have it, we just have to look for it around us, and there is always someone somewhere who has the answer about what something that we are looking for.
Okay. How can emerging public health professionals learn from established leaders?
Learning from established leaders, I think one of the first thing we have, I mean, as we are emerging, we have there is a good and there is a bad. Usually what I call, we have a generational conflict. As we mentioned, we have this discussion about the mentorships. As we are growing up, we have to get that basic.
Mm-hmm.
We have to get that basic and we have to improve it. So we have to learn the fundamental from those who are established,
mm-hmm.
so that we can get the skills to move the public health practice to the next level, the next step.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Is there anything else that you like to share with me?
Yes, I want to say congratulations for what you're doing. I think getting into the public health field is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The public health field is really vast. You know, it's out there. There are mm-hmm. so many things, and leaders or young leaders or people with skills to take over the fields are needed. And I think you're doing great by joining the fields, and I encourage you to be a good mentee, and when the time comes, to become a good mentor for your fellow public health students or professionals.
Awesome. Well, thank you for your time.